All right, I'm flowing. I'm going. Doesn't matter what I just went through. It's done. You wouldn't even know, like, what this body's endured. But it's the victory of knowing that I am healed and whole by Jesus' stripes. And not worried about what this body is feeling, but speaking, you know, to it. And that's because I have Christ in me, for me, with me, always. And, you know, I'm trying to tell you what you got. What you got. Not what you're not. Because there's a lot of lies. You know, you're telling yourself because of the world. Because of the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's going in for the kill, you know. But it says to be bold as a lion. To go to his throne. To go to his throne boldly. You don't have boldness, right? You don't feel like you do. You feel down, you feel blue. It's going to be around time with Kristen. But he says that you were built as a masterpiece. He says that you have the access to him always. Like, it's not like, ooh, let me give him a call. Like, he's not going to pin you in. And what you say, what you speak, the power of your tongue, life or death, your mouth. Very important. I'm telling you all this stuff because, you know, whatever I just went through, I just had a biopsy, whatever. You would not, a lot of people would not believe, and I don't know what you've been through, you know. It's not about, let's tally up, and it's not about a petty party. You know, I used to be that way, like 3 years ago. Poor me. You know, but suffering. I got a long list. I'm not going to go through everything, but I'll go through a few things. And when I say a few, you're going to be like, ooh, there's more. Yeah. Suicide, depression, having things shot up my veins, hardcore drugs, abuse in any way you can think, assaulted in the Middle East, like while I was pregnant. Ooh, that's a lot. Spinal stuff from here down to my tailbone doesn't look cute, my neurosurgeon says. Having some more procedures come up, but speaking to my body, wow, that's a short list, actually. But it's a lot. It's a lot, right? It's a lot. You look at me and you say, man, at one point I was 180 pounds on a walking cane. About 3+ years ago, I don't know, like 80, 90 pounds, like pushing 85, 90. Wow. I had to have a house fire, like, to save my life. Lose everything to gain it all. Didn't know Jesus back then. Talked to God, and God was, ooh. I'm going to write a book. I feel like I am right now. Y'all know this much about me. And it's not about, like what I've done. It's about me meeting Jesus and what he's done already for me. And then my children are here. I'm able to do videos telling you the goodness of God, and it's not too late. Instead of like 3 years doing videos, literally my family didn't get to see these. Praise God. That would have been very tragic. I'm here. I'm strong. But I said to my mom, my brother, my sister, even my sons, I did separate videos. Well, having things shot at me saying, I remember being in bed for months saying, I'm sorry, I'm not strong, but I love you. Think about that. If you were there, you don't have to be. Look at me now. Doesn't mean that I don't fight fights. My list is long. But it's not about the list. It's about what you do with yourself, what you choose to do. You have a choice to have a chance to change. Positive change, like through Christ. And you do have a champion inside of you. Go see. I never, like this, that was my choice when I was younger. I went to churches. I didn't pay attention. He wanted me to. He wants you to. He wants you to want to. Not just like, oh, today, like this is your instruction book. This is, you know, life This is your heart test right now, what I'm giving you. I just wrote a song, but I found a beat for it, but I have to pay for it before I can actually, like, sing with it. Because, it would be illegal. And I'm free, so I'm not doing that. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. I've lived in, the Middle East. I put myself there. 7.5 months pregnant with a 2.5-year-old at the time. Ty here, down here. Dawson here. They're both pregnancies, chronic pain. I've had abuse like 13 plus years ago that it messed my back up. And then guess what? Neck stuff. Surgery. Just said no to spinal surgery. Why? Because God gave me the wisdom in speaking to Him and strengthening it and saying, you know what? I've got function in my hands. And these people think I'm just talking to my car. I don't care. Well, I talk to my car all the time. My victory wagon. I'm praying over it. Like, can you just, at this point, because you do crazy stuff. Like, my device is like transformed like Bumblebee. Nice into a Jeep. Doors come off. Blue Jeep. It's going to happen. But clear off storage on every device today because I'm going. Look, it's crazy because I just had a biopsy. Like, I have the past few days been going through some pre-procedure stuff. Not fun. But it doesn't matter. I still went to work because I get to. I get to. And I go to work just every morning speaking to my body, thanking God because I get to. And I'm on a mission. It's under His mission. Under. Yeah. He says, go out into this world and do like greater miracles. Laying hands on the sick. Casting out demons. Done that. People look at me weird. I'm like, let me help you. Because I've been there. I was dancing with the devil. Like, some of the stuff is really hard to say at times. But you know what? After 3 years, like, it's been a process for the progress and flashbacks and certain things trying to get to me, the enemy trying to keep me from doing this. I ask God, please help me. When these thoughts, when these visions, when these things, flashbacks, PTSD will try to creep, no. I ask the Lord, please help me. Help me not, like, let that hit my heart. Cover it. Guarding it. Untwisting of the mind. Continually meditating day and night. I gifted this to someone. And unfortunately, they gave it back to me. But that's okay. I have no hate in my heart. But I had to take something here and here. Wow. That's a story in itself. His plan. What's your plan? What's your plan? I'm about to not sing the song, but I'm gonna share it with you what I just wrote. And it's my way of expression. Joy's an expression, but I want to pierce your heart, just like a earring, nose piercing. You know it's gonna. You get that? Like, you know what to expect. You want it there. You want to get pierced here. But I want you to think about this word. This word, freedom. Are you free? Answer to that test, all your tests in life, is Christ. He loves you.